State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. There's been lots of talk about refugees in the news lately, whether to let them in and how they're being vetted. But there is a human side to this story, a story about what it actually feels like to be a refugee. Benoit can't give me specifics on why he fled his native Cameroon in 2011. The agency that sponsored him tells me he spoke out against the corrupt and extremist government he lived under, was captured and tortured many times, and that the last time he was tortured, he knew he had to leave.
This was for my own safety and that of my family.
We're not using Benoit's last name because of his family situation back in Cameroon. He says he didn't have much time to pack before he fled, just one suitcase, a backpack, and a wallet. The trip from Africa to America would take nearly 24 hours with lots of layovers. But Benoit says the reality of leaving his family behind sunk in as soon as his plane took off from the runway.
I say, oh, now that's it. I'm not going to see them for how long. And the only way to stay connected and think that I'm going to see them again was just to open my wallet, see the picture of my son and my wife.
Benoit landed in Detroit by himself 4 years ago.
Hey, Ben.
Today, he's joined by his wife and his son, Ben.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This is a microphone.
Can I try?
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Ben and his mom, Jermaine, arrived in Detroit 2 years ago when Ben was four. They all live together now in a small apartment south of Detroit. Inside, it looks like a typical American house. Boxes of Honey Bunches of Oats cereal stacked on top of the refrigerator, next to a big jar of Nutella and some kid-friendly snacks. The first thing little Ben did when he got to America was learn how to ride a bike.
It was red with training wheels, so my dad took the training wheel off.
He says he fell the first few times, but now he's a pro. Like a lot of other American kids his age, he goes to swim class every weekend, which he loves. His dad buys him chocolate bars when he does well on tests. He'd rather play outside than do homework. He likes to watch TV when he's allowed. It's all a far cry from how he remembers his young life back in Cameroon.
I was brave in Cameroon. I was super brave.
Ben says he was a brave little boy in Cameroon.
I was stopping some people who was trying to kill us.
Ben doesn't have to worry about any of that now that he's in America. It's safer for him here. It's safer for Ben's dad, too, but the adjustment has been harder. Benoit misses his family, nearly all of whom still live in Cameroon. His adopted son is also still there. He misses the familiar rituals from his home country. To keep his mind off of it, he stays busy. He's been taking English classes ever since he arrived in Michigan, which he is incredibly thankful for, and he's getting his master's in accounting at U of M Dearborn. As for friends, he doesn't have a lot of those.
I didn't make a lot of friends here yet. Maybe that will come.
He says back in Cameroon, it was easy to make friends. School in particular was a great place to meet them. But here, he says, when he emails classmates, maybe one gets back to him. When he tries to call, no one picks up the phone.
But I learned that this is the culture here. People are afraid. By the time they hear your accent, they are kind of maybe stepping a little bit away from you.
Like they're a little scared.
Exactly, they're a little scared. They don't know where I'm coming from. They don't know who I am. But that's fine.
That's fine?
For me, that's fine because it's not my objective to have friends. My objective is to better my life here. You see what I mean? And I think I'm doing great so far.
With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.